Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back, my favorite transfer students. I am Scott Cooper, your host, Transfer Man. And this is episode 26 of 30 Days to Transfer. Wow, we are getting towards the end here. But I do want you to know you can continue to follow me. I am doing the Transfer Man live show. I'm going to all 23 Cal States and UCs. And I am also making transfer videos. Time to transfer on my YouTube channel. Pretty cool, but it's not free. So if you have it in your heart and you've enjoyed this series so far, you can make a donation to transferman.org and buy me a cup of coffee. All right. Today we are talking about something that doesn't just help your transfer application. It helps you grow as a person, and that's volunteering, giving back to your community. So the average community college student juggles just three main worlds, and those are school, work, and then your home family obligations, right? And honestly, it's exhausting, just that alone. And I totally get it. You have so much on your plate, but the thing is, if you can venture out of those three worlds, when you step out of those three places, and add something, particularly serving others, amazing things happen. First, let's talk about the practical side of your application benefits. Volunteering experience gives you really strong material for your PIQs, your personal insight questions with the UCs, right? So it gives you an amazing amount of things to talk about outside of just your academics, which is great. And it really shows a different side of you beyond your grade point average, beyond test scores or anything like that. And if you volunteer through a school or activity, like if you go through your community college, it does double duty. It also gives you leadership experience, which is gold on your application. In fact, that's a separate PIQ altogether about leadership. So this one activity, through serving others, it gives you two PIQs. It makes your scholarship statements even stronger because, remember, it highlights your character. And volunteering, you know, not getting paid, helping other people without getting something in return, really shows something about your character. So universities are interested in students who are going to contribute to a campus culture. It's not all about academics, right? I mean, for transfer students, the majority of your admissions is based on your major preparation and your grades. But when you're looking at people, you know, to admit to your campus, another area, you know, in the UC holistic admissions process is looking, are you a good fit for the campus culture? And I know private schools do this all the time too. So volunteering proves that you already have that mindset to get involved and to be part of the community. So it's really, really powerful. In the big picture, volunteering is not just about your applications. In fact, I would say that is an ancillary benefit. The real benefit of volunteering is going to be something you get out of it yourself. So first of all, this year is going to be stressful. Balancing school, deadlines, and life is really, it can be kind of overwhelming. But here's what I've noticed. When you focus on helping other people, you forget about your own fears and anxieties for a while. It's like a natural stress relief. Serving others lowers your stress, it boosts your mood, and it gives you a sense of purpose that no grade or paycheck is going to match. Who knows? The person you are helping may turn to you and say something like, who's this amazing student helping me? You're right. They may be inspired. They may be inspired to go back to school themselves because of your example. And along the way, you'll make connections that you never expected. Relationships that could open doors to opportunities down the road. You know, I have met people while volunteering with my club that I could put students in contact with that were, you know, leaders in the business community. One time I was serving at a food bank with my Rotaract Club, which is the college version of Rotary. So if you don't have one, it's really neat. every town pretty much has a Rotary Club, and they can sponsor you, and you can start a Rotaract Club. Anyway, so we were there, and we were distributing food, we were packaging it, and I was right next to the district DA, and the DA's office was in there. And we struck up a conversation. Turns out she had helped my daughter when she was doing an internship, and my daughter is now finishing law school. So it's really one of those small world things. When you get out there and you start meeting people, you start building connections. So when I was talking to this DA, I ended up, you know, getting the contact information for her office, and I've sent multiple students there after. So that one chance meeting in a volunteer line has paid off for some of my students, right? So when you get out and volunteer, you're going to be making tons of connections, right? You might even realize that you love working for nonprofits. So let's talk about that. One of my favorite mottos really comes from the Rotary Club, service above self. I love that motto. And when I started getting into podcasting, I bought this course, Power Up Podcasting by Pat Flynn. So if you don't know anything about podcasting and you want to get into this space, I highly recommend it, Pat Flynn. And he has this similar saying, serve first. So when you serve people first, you're recognizing your shared humanity before anything else. It's, remember when we talked about primacy and things that come first in your day? Serving first really sets the whole stage for your day and what you value. And honestly, isn't that what education's about? Not just grades or degrees, but learning how to contribute your verse, your unique impact to the play of life. And yes, that's a nod to Shakespeare. I am an English teacher at heart still. So remember, why does this all matter? Volunteering is going to do four kind of main things for you. Number one, it's going to strengthen your application on the practical side. Number two, it reduces stress by taking your focus off of yourself, right? It's funny, when you are serving, when you're helping other people, your problems seem to vanish into the background. Number three, it builds connections that can last a lifetime. Who knows? The person that you're standing next to in the food line serving may be your future employer. And it gives you a chance to inspire others. All the people that are receiving the benefit of your community service, they're looking up to you. No matter what age they are looking up to you, or what position in life they are. I have had people come in and graduate that were, they were unhoused individuals, and they got connected with the college, right? And they graduated and they've gone on to their bachelor's degree. And it was because of an outreach opportunity. All right. As you're mapping your transfer journey, think about where you can serve community, even in small ways. You don't need tons of free time. Just start somewhere, even and a couple hours a week. You know, all of my service projects, they're on the weekends, like Saturday morning or Friday when we don't have class. So you can find a couple hours here per month to do this. Just start somewhere. Help at a food pantry, mentor young students, join a club, something that's not paid, okay? All right, thanks for hanging out with me today. In our next episode, we're going to be talking about your final application review. Too legit now, submit. Thank you. We're going to get you ready. Going to get you ready to hit that submit button. Are you ready? You're going to do it with confidence. Until then, keep serving others, keep growing, and as always, transfer on.